Hello, this is Maximilian Kunkel, Chief Investment Officer for the Global Family Office Group at UBS Global Wealth Management. Global stocks rallied to new highs in the third quarter of 2021, driven by strong economic and corporate earnings growth. Unusually, this has coincided with a fall in bond yields. Looking ahead into the fourth quarter, we expect growth to stay strong, rates to stay low, and as a result, stocks to move higher. To navigate these record highs, we make six recommendations for the coming quarter. First, be selective across stocks. GDP growth rates may have peaked, but we think growth will stay above trend, supported by consumer spending, retailer restocking, and policy stimulus. These factors should drive continued robust earnings growth. And globally, we look for 9% growth next year after 42% this year. This is a good environment for equities overall, but in particular for the areas with the biggest earnings leverage into the recovery that still have more catch-up potential and or appealing relative valuations. Think about Japanese stocks, the energy and financial sectors, US mid-caps, and companies exposed to economic reopening. Second, seek unconventional yield. With rates set to stay low, opportunities in public bond markets are now limited. We think investors looking for income need to look at areas like private credit, senior loans, and option selling strategies. We also see opportunities in FX from the varying pace at which central banks are withdrawing monetary accommodation, a theme we call hawks versus doves. Third, diversify with alternatives. According to the 2021 UBS Global Family Office report, family offices on average hold a 60-40 allocation split between traditional and alternative assets. And we think the 40% in alternatives can make sense for family offices in the current environment. Investors looking to diversify sources of risk and return should consider both hedge funds and private markets. Equally, for the ones looking to replace some outright longs with risk reversals, this may be a good time given elevated skew in equity markets. Fourth, look for opportunities in healthcare. We think the sector offers defensive segments for the short term, like pharma, which tend to outperform after economic indicators peak, areas geared to the COVID-19 recovery like medtech, and long-term growth areas like health tech and genetic therapies. We think investors should include all of them in their portfolios. Fifth, the transition to net zero carbon is underway, and we recommend positioning to take advantage. The trend should continue to benefit companies developing green tech and clean air solutions, as well as creating new opportunities in carbon markets. These strategies are all part of a broader shift towards sustainable investing, our preferred approach for investing globally. As you will have noted, we are bullish on risk assets, but have a greater conviction on individual factors and themes. Our sixth recommendation is to look at the thematic opportunities coming from the continuing digital transformation of sectors ranging from transport to manufacturing and financial services. We see particular opportunity both in public and private markets, in smart mobility and automation, in those companies benefiting from the growth in digital asset universe, and in cybersecurity, a key enabler of automation and digitalization. Thank you for listening.